from the New Jersey Times. I'm Alingan Mitra. This is the Daily 2. When the New York Attorney General filed a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association, the organization tried to claim bankruptcy and restart in Texas. But a judge rejected the NRA's attempt, and the organization still has to defend against the charges of financial misconduct. Today, an interview with NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre. It's Monday, May 24th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only spoiled the ending of Fight Club while I was watching it, but also today chose to cover the National Rifle Association. Luckily, we were still able to score an interview with NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre.
Thanks for having me.
I have to ask, you could have been on any media outlet. Why did you choose this one?
Well, I say some pretty crazy stuff, so I thought it made sense to, you know, say it on a podcast that has like no listeners, really.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
You know, it's like shouting in the wind, really.
Right. So if we could get
or
to...
Or talking into an abyss. Abyss.
Okay, yes. So if I could just get
or jacking off into a black hole. That one's a little risque, but you get it.
Mr. LaPierre, the New York Attorney General's office has accused you of gross financial misconduct as CEO of the NRA. How do you respond to those charges?
I think they're gross. Okay, it's a witch hunt. This is like the Bill Cosby rape charges all over again. And I'll tell you what, just like him, I am going to be proven innocent.
Well, I'd like to go through some of the expenses that you charged the NRA. You took NRA donor money and spent $275,000 on Italian-made suits for yourself. How is that justified?
False accusation, okay? The blazer and slacks were in fact made in Italy, but the rest of the suit was not Italian, okay? The tie I had made in Germany by my tailor Helmut, you know, the pocket square was silk from Kyoto, and the shoes were actually cobbled by Daniel Day-Lewis in Ireland. So to call this an Italian suit is a gross oversimplification and really reveals a devastating lack of understanding about how fashion works.
I don't think people took issue with where these clothes were made. It was the extravagant cost.
Look. Papa feels good when he looks good. Okay? All right? I told the country we shouldn't focus on gun control right after 20 kids were murdered in a school. All right? That's not easy. Okay? And you know how I was able to do that? Because the entire time I was wearing handmade silk boy shorts. Okay, they cradle my boys just right, you know, everything's flowing nicely. And when my underwear is silky and smooth, my words are silky and smooth.
What about these 8 trips to the Bahamas? You flew there on a private plane. The total cost to the NRA was over $500,000. Why did you charge that to the NRA?
Because lying is hard work and I'm under a lot of stress, okay? I have to go out there every time there's a mass shooting and cover it up with some bogus reason why gun regulations aren't going to prevent it. And, you know, it's, geez, I mean, I feel like there's a mass shooting every 5 minutes. My job's never done, okay? So, you know what? Afterwards, you know, Papa needs to decompress a little bit, okay? Same way LeBron takes his banana boat crew on a vacation in the Caribbean after he's done with the playoffs, you know? That's what I'm doing. I'm basically like the LeBron of lying.
Once again, it's more the extravagance of these trips. It wasn't just for you. You, for example, on these Bahamas trips, often took the private jet on a detour and picked up your niece and grandniece in Nebraska.
Look, if being a family man is a crime now, okay, then I guess I'm guilty. Okay, asterisk, no, I'm not guilty. Okay, because I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars of NRA money, okay, on trips for myself and my family and this girl I met on OnlyFans, who I'm I'm pretty sure she really likes me. Okay. But I'm going to hell anyway. I don't even know why we're focusing on this. Of all the sins that I've committed, this is really what you want to pay attention to?
It's just some of these expenses don't make any sense. Tens of thousands of dollars for hair and makeup for your wife, including a makeup artist that charged her over $5,000 per event.
Look, $5,000 sounds like a lot until you've seen my wife without makeup. Okay, and then you realize $5,000, it is a bargain.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Verizon has the largest, most reliable 5G network in the country. But what if you're talking to somebody and you want the call to drop? Boost Mobile offers you the country's least reliable network, so you'll always have an excuse for why the call ended. Boost Mobile, the country's most blamed provider.
Before the break, Mr. LaPierre, we were talking about...
Please, 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 please. Mr. LaPierre, that's my father. You can call me Papa.
Yes, I'm not going to do that.
Papa. You can even put a little stank on it, like Papa. What if I paid you $100,000 to say Papa? I got the NRA checkbook right here.
No. That's the whole point. These expenses aren't justified. And I think you even knew that because you would often not charge the NRA directly. Instead, you charge the PR firm that the NRA employs as a personal expense, like these trips for Europe, and then you'd have the PR firm charge the NRA.
Yeah, that's a little something we call trickle-down economics.
No, it's not trickle-down economics. It's fraud. And here's one final expense I wanted to discuss. You spend time on a donor's yacht for free. Again, you didn't report it, but when asked about it in court, you said you did that after the Sandy Hook massacre because you feared for your safety and wanted to go somewhere safe.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but this country's got a lot of wackos running around with guns, and for some reason, we're not doing anything about it. So yeah, when I fear for my life, I do what any blue-collar, NASCAR-loving NRA member would do. I use my connections for a free stay on a private yacht in the middle of the ocean.
Given this clear overspending, are you concerned about the charges that the New York Attorney General has filed against you?
No, she's just jealous of my fancy suits. That's why we tried to file for bankruptcy so we could move out of her jurisdiction.
Well, it seems like even the NRA was caught unawares by your decision to file for bankruptcy. Many board members didn't know you were going to.
Surprise! They didn't know.
And you didn't even tell the general counsel, the NRA's head attorney.
No. So
don't you see how it appeared like you were making that decision just to save your own skin?
Look. I have said and done a lot of crazy things in my life.
Sorry, is there more?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Mr. LaPierre. We'll be right back.
In this new economy, if you're not thinking about the future, you're in the past. That's why Fortune 500 companies trust Jargon Systems LLC for all their B2B cloud computing services. If you're looking for a peer-to-peer network that's A4 compliant, Jargon Systems LLC offers the AI firewall capabilities that no other enterprise solution can provide. What does all that mean? Nobody knows. But you're too insecure to ask, so just pay us instead. Jargon Systems LLC.
Here's what else you need today. Dating apps have announced they will let users mark their vaccination status, making it easier for vaccinated singles to match and then never respond to your message. Today's guest was comedian Matt Ruby. Follow him on Instagram at RubyMatt. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new sketch every day and to binge on past episodes. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Olingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.